Good afternoon, everyone. It is the 30th of July, 2021. And this is the Pineville Sovereign Grace Update podcast. We're doing this every afternoon. And I think it's good to have an alternative view of the news with what's going on the fake news broadcast and all the Arminian news broadcasts like True News and Brighteon and Parler and Facebook and YouTube and MeWe and Gab and Vimeo. Hopefully this will be a little bit refreshing. Joe Biden is playing God. He thinks he's a little God. He's ordering all the federal employees to take the jab. And now I'm getting messages from military, people in the military, that they're being even threatened with court-martial if they don't take the jab. Even people that have had 23 and a half years of military service could lose all their benefits if they don't take the poison in their bodies. Thank you, Sleepy Joe. Thank you very much. You really have the United States in your best interest, do you not? You're a fraud. You made a pimp out of your son. And now you're making a pimp out of the military. Well, we who believe in God's sovereign grace should not be at all surprised, even though it's hard for us to take, even as Christians. I got an email from my brother in Australia, Ashley, and he said, it's kind of scary when you see people in military guard walking down the street to enforce a lockdown. It's kind of like my dad used to say, they're the ones with the guns, you know. They want you to know, I've got a gun in my pocket, shoot straight as a rocket, shoots 99 times before you can cop it, and I'll kill everybody in the building before you can stop it. Intimidation, that's what they're trying to do. That's what the elites are trying to do. They're trying to scare you into taking the jab. And I've gotten posts on Gab from people that have said, I'd rather die than take the jab. You know, give me no vaccine or let me die. You know, and so now they're going to reinstitute the mask policy again. You know, they want to be able to control every single person on the face of the earth, whether they're vaccinated or whether they're not. That's why they've come up with all these new variants. So people have to continually be jabbed. I call it the AP, the acupuncture poison. The acupuncture poison. Well, God told us in His Word, I will never thee forsake. I'm glad that I have God's Word. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within my heart and mind there's an inner peace of glowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. He tells me in His Word, I never will be forsaken. Do you believe that? If you do, you're one of God's elect, obviously. Because God has put the faith of God in your heart to believe it. It's not your faith, it's God's faith that He's placed within you. What about where it says in the 24th chapter of Matthew, there will be wars and rumors of wars? Well, we have that going on too. We've got it going on in China. We've got it going on in Russia. We've got it going on in Ukraine. We've got it going on in Japan. We've got it going on in Taiwan. We've got it going on in Syria. We've got it going on in Libya. We've got it going on in Israel, Palestine, We've got it going on all over the world. We've got it even going on in Cuba, Venezuela, wars and rumors of wars. See not that you be troubled. When you hear all these things come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. We should be celebrating right now, not putting our tail between our legs, not saying, I'm going to take my little red wagon and go home. Now, we're going to take something more than a little red wagon going home. We're going to have glorified bodies to go home with, and it's going to be in the New Jerusalem, a city not made with hands, reserved in heaven for you who are kept by the power of God, ready to be revealed in the last times. I'm sure glad I believe in the absolute predestination of all things. Now, when I say that on this broadcast, some people get all bent out of shape. You know, they start putting their fingers in their ears, saying, I didn't hear that. How can anyone say they believe in the predestination of all things? Well, you believe that God is just in charge of some things? If God is just in charge of some things, then He's not God. His Word says, I work all things after the counsel of my own will. I'm here to tell you that He says in His Word that even the bounds of your habitation are in His control. How do you like them apples? Well, if you're one of God's elect, He says you're the apple of His eye. You don't believe it, check it out in Deuteronomy. That's where it says it. You know? Are you the apple of His eye? Or are you a rotten apple? Are you one of the rotten apples He's going to cast off? Well, this gives us something to pause to think about, does it not? You know, oftentimes we get discouraged and think, you know, that all of this is in vain. We're tempted to murmur and to complain. But when we think of Jesus and all He's done for me, I cry, O Rock of Ages. I cry, O Rock of Ages. Hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. Is there not a balm in Gilead for the heart that is oppressed? Is there not a holy comforter that will give His people rest? Is there not a heavenly breeze that will come from above to cool the fevered brow of one bent so very low? Is there not a bleeding lamb that has all our sorrows took? Is there not a faithful shepherd who gathers His wayward lambs? Is there not refreshing water sent from the great I Am? Yes, there is a balm in Gilead, and heavenly breezes will blow to cool the fevered brow of the lambs that are bent so low. Yes, there is a faithful shepherd, and His refreshing waters will flow to the discouraged souls. Master, please don't tarry. Master, I plead that You would not tarry too long, for I'm very weak and really not that strong. If left to my own devices, I would perish suddenly. Master, please don't tarry. Come and rescue me. Master, please don't tarry, or I would be cast down. My sins would overtake, and I'd be laid to the ground. Master, please don't tarry. Come to my help and stay close beside me in the morning, yes, at the break of day. Thank You, Master, for not waiting. You were there all the time. Even though this wayward child's eyes are often blind, You told me underneath me were Your everlasting arms to hold me and sustain me and protect me from all harms. Thank You, loving Master, for letting me see Your loving arms are open and always holding me. We have the greatest vaccination of protection that anyone could ever have, and that's the vaccination of protection from God above. We don't need man's vaccination. We've got God's vaccination. we have his imputed righteousness. The decree in eternity before the world began was fixed. It was a divine plan. Christ was slain from the foundation of the world to bring salvation, manifested at the incarnation, completed at the resurrection, guaranteeing our glorification and an eternal home with Christ in heaven. What are we moping around about? What are we moping around about? So I want to conclude this today with reminding people we need to remember whose we are. Okay, we need to remember whose we are. We're not in Satan's kingdom. Lest you be reprobates, and I pray that you're not reprobates. I pray that you're elect. Isn't that what Paul said? And, you know, there are two kinds of people on the face of the earth. The sheep and the goats. And one of the days they're going to be separated. The sheep on the right hand and the goats on the left hand. What are you? Are you a sheep or are you a goat? God has always had his people since the creation of the world. His purpose was redemption for them. That was why he sent his son. Sometimes it's hard to find them. They are scattered here and there. But when you find a like-minded believer, it's an answer to our prayers. We all need fellowship with those of like faith to share one another's burdens and them to our Heavenly Father take. Let's build one another up and not tear one another down, for when we do this, our Heavenly Father frowns. But he smiles and is delighted when we walk in the love of Christ, and having true fellowship with other sheep is awfully nice. Bah! Bah! Well, you all have a good afternoon. God bless you. And let's not murmur against what's going on right now. Let's look up and realize that we're getting close to our graduation day. To meet at the marriage supper of the Lamb. God bless.